Joey's going to introduce us, but we're going to introduce ourselves. I stand on ceremony. I'm Amy Rigby, and we'll let you know who these guys are.
Similar. coming with.
It's just so nice to have these people that knew you when you were 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Those of us who are still alive, it's great when we get together and get to hang out. This is a new song.
I'm so cool.
in the 90s. Does anybody remember the 90s? What a crazy time.
I need something to hide behind.
see the video. And there will be a video. Been working on a new album. Well, Eric, I want to say I'm Eric, my husband over here. Very proud of him. He has a brand new album called Leisureland, because he's English and they're pretentious.
Leisureland isn't pretentious.
Leisureland comes out in August 25th.
I got the date wrong on the video. I thought I never heard the end of it. I mean, the label are German. They're correct. You know, they're very nice people. They said, you had the date wrong on your video. It's a very good video, but the date is wrong. What can we... It's not that. No, I mean, that's awful. That was terrible. I'm sorry about that.
So, his is coming out, and then my album will hopefully come out next year. That's the plan. It's almost finished. We're working on it off and on for a while, and so that song will be on it, Bangs, and hopefully this one will be on there too. Yeah, I feel like this one's sort of an updated summer of my wasted youth. The tremolo, it's all about the tremolo. Something about a tremolo pedal just makes me get nostalgic. And we had summer. Never owned a car till I was 20. self-esteem into music. Since October of 2019, you probably saw me do a reading from my book, Girl to City, that came out in October 2019. I'd like to say it's my first book because I'm working on the second one, Rural to Country, and that hopefully I'll try to get that out next year also. Just got to get stuff out while we're still alive. I mean, posthumously would be probably a huge success, but I want to be there, get it out. But so I always read this story about moving from Pittsburgh to New York City and going to Parsons and living at the NYU dorm, and that was where I met my first New York boyfriend, Bob. And so anyway, I've got some books for sale here tonight. If you haven't read it, I also did it as a podcast, each chapter and episode. But this is a song about Bob. Oh, heebie-jeebies. I know we can't go there anymore except in our minds and imaginations. And there was that horrible cafe at Newark Airport. No, that was not good. Anyway, I'm going to take us back. Walked into the party looking just like he had in the past. He came up to me and he didn't even have to ask. I tried to say something, he said, girl, shut your mouth. The plane papa was a rolling stone. Last night I was dancing with Joey Ramone. Catch my breath for a second. I didn't count on how overexcited I get. That's why I'm sorry. Thank you. probably work our way up to that one.
Have a go at it.
We will have a go.
Astrovan.
Oh, Astrovan.
Oh,
that's a real one from my minivan past. That could be another memoir title. There's been, you know how Neil Young has that book, Special Deluxe, all his cars. Mine could be all my many minivans. Do they still make them? I don't see as many on the road anymore. Well, this we're going to work our way up to all your 12-string favorites, but... This might have been my first 12-string song. A friend gave me an acoustic 12-string, and it was a beast. It was really hard to play, but gosh, I just love those 12-strings. You know, once you get them in tune.
Oh,
coming. Thanks to Mary Lee's Corvette for being here. We kind of worked together to put this show together, and it's so nice that you all came out on Monday on Juneteenth. This is a new song. Last fall, I was going through a really tough time, like pretty much every conversation with friends my age now, one of us is dealing with a parent who's getting, just towards the end, and it's just really hard, and nothing really prepares you for it, and I'm sorry if I'm bumming everybody out too, but it's just a part of life that we all have to deal with, and thankfully I have wonderful brothers and family, husband that supports me in all the madness, my dad, but particularly tough day, and I work this part-time bar job up in Hudson, New York. It's a bookstore and a bar, so I'm not just a lowly bartender, I'm a bookseller too. I've got the high and the low. And so I was working this evening shift and just feeling really, kind of bummed out. I probably had a call from the assisted living telling me they were gonna kick my dad out. And all of a sudden people started saying, there's this rainbow outside. Everybody ran out to the street in Hudson to look out over the beautiful Catskill Mountains, and there was like this double rainbow, and we all just stood there just marveling, and I felt this great sense of happiness and like there is something. Anyway, that's all in the song. I don't know why I'm telling you. Let the song do the talking. Oh, too late now, right? I, this whole show, I've been thinking about our dear friend Scott Schindler, who passed away last week, and he was just such a supporter of all us musicians. He just boosted us. You know, he was a writer. Yes, he was our enemy. He was a music critic. But he was not our enemy because, you know, music critics write about music because they love it. And he really loved it. And so, anyway, we're going to, I just wanted to work up, you know, the thing you find out when someone passes away is kind of like the special things that they did that you don't really know as life is going on. And like he was always giving me CDs. Well, he was giving everybody CDs, but he didn't just give like everybody the same. He gave me like P.F. Sloan and the Turtles and, you know, just like songwriters that he knew, you know, that would inspire me and took me to see P.F. Sloan and Brian Wilson, and my daughter said, oh my God, Scott was such an influence on me. He gave me the Kinks and the Pretty Things, okay? So like every person he like cherry-picked, like, I know that's a horrible word, some, I don't, anyway, he custom made these CDs for what would like suit you and inspire you. And anyway, this is a P.F. Sloan song. We're going to, please forgive us, we're going to muddle through. Do our very best for Scott Schindler, one of the good ones.
He would love it.
Thank you. I love playing with Eric and with Doug. It's such a treat and a rare treat. We don't get to do it that often, so I think the last time was about here, back in October. But anyway, so this is no reflection on them. I love them, but I'm gonna just do this one for you, and I really do. I love this city so much, and I love you. Thank you so much for coming. Radio was playing the chop.